Please turn your Bibles this morning to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, as we are looking this morning at a physician for times of trouble. A physician for times of trouble. Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 31. I'm going to read two verses. I'm going to read the first verse, verse 31. And if you would, read the second verse. You, the congregation, read it out loud, if you would. Luke chapter 5, verse 31. And verse 31. Jesus answered and said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." Now you read verse 32. "I..." Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you again for your precious word. And Lord, I ask that you'll speak through me. Lord, that you'll touch our hearts. And Lord, that we will come to a realization just how much you help us, and how much you care for us. Lord, we thank you that you are our great physician. We give you praise this morning. In the name of Jesus, amen. A physician for times of trouble. Now, when we think of having a doctor or going to the doctor, there are different kinds of doctors, are there not? There are PAs and then MDs and surgeons. There are doctors that we would call our family doctor. There are specialists also that we go to that specializes in different things. Like if you're having a gallbladder taken out, you want to go to a doctor that does hundreds of them a year, wouldn't you not? Instead of a doctor that's maybe done one in his lifetime. And sometimes we will even go distances to go see a doctor that we have confidence in. Okay? When, you know, to go see specialists. I myself, I drive all the way to Shreveport to see a GI doctor. That's where the GI clinic for the VA hospitals are. They're in Shreveport. At the VA hospital in Shreveport. Some drives to Houston, some goes right here to Leesville, and it's where the doctors that you have confidence in or the specialists that you go and find the very best doctor that you can find to help you. Okay? You wouldn't want to go to see a veterinarian to take your child to a veterinarian. You want to take your child to a child specialist or if it's got an ear infection, ear, nose, and throat specialist. You got the picture. Physicians are important, and there are different kinds of physicians. Now listen, some people would relate that even to God. All gods are the same, they would say. All gods, if you're sincere about your faith and you become a moral person, then it is good for you. It's for the betterment of mankind. That's humanism. That's a false religion. That can even become a religion. This morning, I want to give notice to every foul spirit or spirit that may bring contradiction or confusion in here today. We're going to talk about a great physician. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the one and true and living God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's the great physician that we're going to talk about in this New Testament blood-bought church this morning. Amen? So you have 5 seconds to leave if you'd like. But we're going to talk about Jesus and exalt Him this morning. Amen? He is our great physician. They're not all the same. Our great physician can actually heal us, body, soul, and spirit. Our great physician can actually save our soul from a devil's hell. Amen? So a physician in troubled times, you know, a physician helps when we are sick. We go to the doctor when we are sick, and, you know, I've had fevers. I go to the doctor with severe fevers. I've been to the doctors when I have broken bones, or my children have broken, Diana broke her arm, you know, and we took her to a bone specialist, and I've been to doctors to have minor surgeries and stuff like that. So we go to the doctor when we are sick, when we are sick. Now, many times when we come to church, we don't realize that we're sick. Many times, you know, some people realize that God has brought them through great things. And you're going to come to church and worship Him and praise Him. And people may look at you, well, what are you doing? What are you doing raising your hand? Or what are you doing singing so loud? What are you doing this or that? And then you know in your own heart that God has brought you through severe trouble, and He has blessed you that you're able to be here this morning, and you're going to worship Him. You see, it's time for the church to become real, folks. I want to talk to some people this morning that God has brought you through so much trouble and heartache, that you've been through so much that you don't want to be phony no more. You've been through so much trouble that there's no way you can be phony anymore with your relationship with Jesus. I'm not talking to the ones that Jesus said that you think you're so self-righteous that you have no need for the great physician. That's who I'm not talking to this morning. I'm talking to people that God has brought you through. He's brought you through, and you can't be phony anymore. It says that He has come to call not the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Also, a physician helps to keep us from getting sick. Amen? We go to the doctor, and the doctor puts us on those scales and takes our blood pressure, and the doctor, a good doctor, will tell you, if you smoke, you need to quit smoking. If you dip, you better quit dipping. If you drink, you shouldn't be drinking to start with, church, but if you're drinking, he'll tell you to stop drinking. And so on and so on, and he tells us to get on a diet, tells us to lose weight and to do this or do that, eat certain foods or whatever. And he may even give you medicine to keep you from getting any sicker. You may be on blood pressure medication to keep you from having a stroke or to keep you from having a heart attack. And so doctors will help us to keep from getting sick also. Now, when we think about our great physician, He uses His Word. We call it God's Word. And God's Word tells us to repent of our sins and to live godly, to love one another, to love God and love one another. So, His Word that we are to be in daily tells us things that will keep us from getting sick. Sick. Do you want to be a sick Christian or a well Christian? I'm not talking physical right at this very moment. I'm talking about spiritual sickness. Sickness of the soul. And if we're not in God's Word and striving for a close walk and relationship with Him, we become sick. And just like physical sickness can be contagious, listen, physical sickness can be contagious. You cough on somebody or whatever, shake their hand, and then they do this, and then it contaminates others. When you're sick spiritually or sick in the soul because you're not in God's Word and you're not in relationship and striving to become more like Jesus, you know what? You can affect other people if they'll let you. Your bitterness, because you will be bitter, nothing will be right to you, no matter what anyone can do for you, it just is not enough. Never satisfied. Why? Because you're sick. You're not in God's Word, and that can contaminate other people also if they allow it. So, a physician helps to keep us from getting sick. Getting God's Word, getting a prayer life to keep from getting sick. Now listen, that's to those who are born again and alive. You know, some people can be so sick that they're spiritually dead. Everyone say, that's pretty sick. To be dead spiritually, that's pretty sick. So, let me ask you this question. Do we admit when we are sick? Do we admit? Sometimes when we admit spiritually that we're sick, that's called confessing our sins. That's called confession and repenting of sin. I don't know about you, but I do know about me. When I'm sick physically, I have something I think is called the white coat syndrome. I can be very deathly sick and be halfway to the doctor. Most time when I'm sick enough to go to the doctor, Alicia's having to drive me. And I'll turn to Alicia and say, I feel a lot better already. Then I get in there with a doctor. One time I was so down in my back, I couldn't get out of the bed. I don't even want to talk about it too much. It was bad. And I cried all the way to the car for Alicia to take me to the doctor. And when I got to the doctor, he started pushing around on me, and all of a sudden, I wasn't even hurting anymore. Because a white coat syndrome. I don't like going to the doctor. I don't like having procedures done. And you may be the same way. And a lot of times, when we relate that to coming to the great physician, a lot of times when we even come to church, you know, this is a hospital for sin-sick souls. That's what it is. And we can be like these Pharisees. These two verses, the background of it is, Jesus came to Matthew, a tax collector, and said, Matthew, follow me. And Matthew left all and followed Jesus. By the way, that's what being a Christian is following Jesus. So he followed Jesus, and Matthew wanted all of his friends to meet Jesus, so he had a big party. And all of his tax collector friends and all that were at the party, and guess what God in the flesh was doing? He was at the party. He was meeting all these sinners. And you see, the tax collectors were so looked down upon by the Jewish people. And there he was eating with these sinners and the Pharisees, the religious people. The religious leaders of that day looked down their nose at our Savior and said, why are you eating with those pathetic people? So Jesus' reply was, I didn't come to heal the righteous or to save the righteous, which if you would read on in the Gospels, he was talking to the Pharisees and he said, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. Why did he call them hypocrites over and over again? Because they were phony. He was saying to them, I didn't come to save those who are self-righteous or think they're righteous or something like that. He came to save those who were sick. Who were sick. So, a lot of times we come to church, come among God's people. We have the white coat syndrome. We pretend to be so self-righteous when there are demonic influences in our lives, when there are demonic influences in our living rooms, when our children are on drugs and our grandchildren is going to hell in a handbasket, and yet we become so hypocritical and like the Pharisees that we even look down our nose at people in right beside us in the house of God. That's being a phony. When the whole time we're sick. We're sick. No prayer life. No time in God's Word. We're sick. And then there are some that is so sick, they're spiritually dead. In Romans chapter 3, verse 10, listen to this with me. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. None. Jesus said, I didn't come to call the righteous. Those who are sick, the sinners, to repentance. He died on the cross for all. There's none righteous. There was none righteous in the Old Testament, none righteous in the New Testament, because it quotes an Old Testament passage. None righteous. Also it says, in Romans 3:23, I challenge you to read the whole chapter, but it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're all sick. All have sinned. There's none righteous. No, not one. So, to be healed spiritually, you got to come to the one that can heal body, soul, and spirit. Listen to Revelation chapter 3. And this is speaking to a church. And if you study dispensationalism, it even speaks of the ages of church life through the centuries. Listen to what he says. To Revelation chapter 3, to the church at Laodicea, verse 17. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Even a church can say, I'm not sick. Even a church or a group of people can become so self-righteous they won't confess and repent of sin. Being sick. Being sick. The great physician can heal. A leader, Jairus by name, came to Jesus one day. Said, my daughter is sick. My daughter's at the point of death. Please come. Please come and touch my child. Jesus goes, there's a large group of people His disciples are with him, and he is trying to make it through this crowd of people. The Bible literally describes it that he was thronged by people. There was a lady who said in her heart, the Bible describes her that she had had an issue of blood 12 years, and she had spent all her livelihood on physicians. She said in her heart, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Everyone say, that's faith. That's faith. And she makes her way through that large group of people just to touch the hem of the Savior's garment. She was healed. Jesus said it was because of her faith. Her faith. To be healed spiritually, you must place your faith in Jesus. To not become sick as a child of God, you must stay with Jesus. You must stay with Him. We're all going to die if the Lord tarries physically. Someday or another, you're going to die. But if you want to have a wholesome, healthy life, spiritually and with your soul, and have a physician even during those troubled times, come to Jesus today. Trust in Him. He is our great physician. Let us pray. Lord, again, we thank You so much that when we can... our soul can be so down and need encouraging. You will encourage us. Lord, when we feel like there's no hope, You are our hope. God, when we think that there's nowhere to turn, God, You're the one we need to turn to. When the world doesn't have the answers we need, You have the answer. You are the answer. So God, may we, as Cooper Baptist Church, continually confess and repent and continually turn to You and live for You so that we will not be sick. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.